next item is conditional use number 1933, Mark A. Giblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have put together some notes on this application based on the record established at the public hearing and some of the questions that came up. And I would like to have just a little bit of discussion or feedback from the other commissioners, if I might. I'd like to recommend approval of this with some conditions, them being this fellow has operated this business, albeit in a violation. He has operated on this site for, I believe, close to a dozen years. I would like to be able to limit the number of vehicles that would be permitted on the property at any one time, and I'll just, you know, throw out a number. I think that perhaps we should limit it to a total number of 18 vehicles. If anyone has any ideas or anything on that number, is too great, too small, or?
I think that was the number that we discussed at the public hearing that night, so it seemed reasonable.
And there was a question about sales, you know, whether the applicant wanted to be able to have sales of vehicles. My thoughts are if we would allow any sales of vehicles, and I'm calling vehicles, not just cars and trucks. They could be, if there was a bobcat or a backhoe, that they not occur. No vehicle sales between the public road, Route 17, and the residence that is on the site, or is it the pleasure of the commission to have no sales of any vehicles of any type occur on this property?
I don't see any reason for it not to be sales.
Well how was the application
that's
written?
That's the key. And
how was the what's the application say? Because
does include sales?
It does.
Does not.
Does not include sales. I don't
towing,
think
towing service and landscaping.
Yeah, then I don't.
And the landscaping is what he was selling.
I understand.
Yeah. But there was discussion during the minutes of sales of vehicles. That's, you know, that's kind of where that came from.
Yeah, it was in, but it wasn't in the, on the application.
Yeah, my concern.
I realize that. Yeah,
it wasn't on the application, and so there was a notice. There's a lot of be a lot of issues there.
Mm-hmm. I think we've provided the applicant with quite a bit of latitude here, so it would be my opinion that we would restrict sales.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. One of the. The voice at our public hearing that was in opposition indicated that he didn't feel as though the he was getting a lot of inquiries on his property as to just exactly where the impound lot was located. And my thoughts are if we require a sign at the entrance to the Giblin property, that should clear up any confusion by the public as to which driveway to access. So I think we can handle that correctly. Do you have any thoughts? I'm thinking that a business like this is going to have some disabled vehicles. He's obviously towing them there. Do you think we should put any time limit on as to how long a vehicle could be allowed to linger on this property? Or do you think that's something we as a commission should stay out of and just limit it to the number of 18 vehicles at any one time?
I think the number 18 will catch the ones that are lingering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Would there be any need to address long-term stored vehicles? I'm thinking like on blocks. Not that I think that's his intention, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that's maybe just.
You're comparing towing service impound and salvage.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. I'm good.
One other thing you're talking about, the part of the application was for service the way it was presented. Do you want to limit the hours for service? Rather than be a 24-hour operation mm-hmm. servicing vehicles. Just something to think about.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lank. Thank you, gentlemen of the commission. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of this conditional use application number 1933 for Mark A. Giblin for a towing service and landscaping business in an AR1 agricultural residential district based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. Those reasons being the use has been in existence for 12 or 13 years, was recently violated for operating without an approval. This condition, with stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will regulate the use of the business and mitigate any adverse effects on the neighboring or adjacent properties. The use is defined on a 3.374-acre tract where the applicant currently resides. Reason three, although the towing business operates from the site, the employees mostly work from their homes since they are on call. As a result, there is not a great deal of traffic that is generated to or from the site. Four, the only opposition came from a next-door neighbor who only opposed the impound yard use and repair or service use. This objection seemed to rise out of uncertainty from people looking for cars about where the impound yard was located. This concern can be alleviated with the conditions we shall place upon this recommendation. The next-door neighbor did not oppose the towing service or the landscaping service. This use is consistent with other small-scale business uses in the area, including a bait and tackle shop on the adjacent property, an air conditioning service business, and other uses that are in close proximity to the site. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, those conditions being: Condition A, the impound yard shall be surrounded by a fence with landscaping to screen it from neighboring and adjacent properties. B, no more than 18 vehicles shall be permitted on the property besides the applicant's own vehicles. C, no permanently disabled or abandoned vehicles shall be allowed to remain on the property. D, there shall be one lighted sign, which shall not exceed 32 square feet in size, to identify the towing service and the impound lot. The sign shall include a phone number to call for information about vehicles impounded or for other information about the service. Condition E, no vehicles shall be displayed for sale. All security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. The final site plan shall clearly depict the areas that are set aside for parking of impounded vehicles, vehicles that are being serviced, and the towing equipment. The area set aside for the landscaping business, including equipment storage and any bins for materials such as topsoil, mulch, etc., shall clearly be depicted on the final site plan. The hours of operation for the business shall be from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until 12 noon on Saturday. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan for the area surrounding the impound yard that is screening it from neighboring or adjacent properties. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Under I, the hours of operation, could you repeat that?
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12 noon.
And now, which business does that relate to?
The service.
Service. Okay, that needs to be part of the motion.
Yeah. And condition I is amended that it's the aspect of the service business have the hours of Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, no Sunday hours for service.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1933, Mark A. Giblin, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.